Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and pop obsessive James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia can be played however you want. You can do this all on your own or against someone else. Our 3 rounds today will be Hits of the 70s, Light or Dark, and Who's Talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone that joins in this game from all over the world, and today's shout out goes to our players over in Salt Lake City, USA. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it's all about the time of classic rock and disco with the hits of the 1970s. We have 5 questions for you about popular songs and artists from the 1970s, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. Which hit album by Fleetwood Mac, released in 1977, contained the hit songs Go Your Own Way, Dreams, and Don't Stop? Question 2. On a 1972 hit by Lou Reed, the lyrics told listeners to take a walk on the what side? Question 3. Kiki D provided guest vocals for which Elton John duet hit from 1976? Question 4. What accommodation did the Eagles sing about on a 1977 rock classic? Question 5. Which singer with a feline name was behind 70s hit songs like Father and Son and Wild World? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Light or Dark. You're about to receive clues about 5 popular songs, all of which mention the word light or the word dark somewhere in their title. 1 point is available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Question 6. This equine song was a 2013 hit for US pop star Katy Perry and something you might underestimate in a race. Question 7. This electrical song was a 2022 hit for Charlie Puth and put together in front of fans on TikTok. Question 8. One of the most streamed songs of all time is this Impaired 2019 hit by The Weeknd. Question 9. This shiny track was the title of both a hit song and the album from Madonna in 1998. Question 10. This song was a 1984 hit and the lead single from Bruce Springsteen's album, Born in the USA. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who's Talking? You're about to hear snippets of interviews with famous music stars. Listen carefully to their voices and any clues that they might drop about their identity. 1 point is available for each music star that you can correctly identify. Let's take a listen. Question 11.
When I started to come in America, people knew because I was telling everybody I'm French-Canadian and I grew up in a French culture, and they said, oh, I would like to hear your French singing. And then I did a few shows here and I was singing one French song and they seemed that they liked it. Mm-hmm. And they were asking for my French material, and they had to call Canada, come home and buy the records. And so it was with a demand. People demanded my French records pretty much, so they decided to release the French album.
Question 12.
It came to a point where I had to really snap out of fan mode and become professional. Mm. Because after we introduced and he said he liked my music and I'm a fan of his work, he said, okay, now, boom, write to this.
Wow.
Write a full song to this. You know, like right after I said, man, Dr. J, you the greatest. And he's like, yeah, man, you good too. You can be something. All right, now, write to this beat. And that beat ended up being the first song and actually ended up on my album called Compton.
Question 13.
I was embarrassed because I was like, I'm the
poster girl,
yeah, for Photoshop. How did I not see this?
Okay.
So I'm on airplanes watching this video and it's not loading. And I looked online to see the screenshots of what the fans got so I could repost them. And I was like, why are the fans messing with my waist so bad?
Yeah.
I like looked at my makeup girl because she was doing my glam. And I was like, what is this? She was like, that's not you. And I was like, I know it's not me, but how do I fix this?
Yeah.
And I freaked out and I called my manager crying. I called the label crying, saying, take this down. And no one noticed it except me. I noticed. I thought I was going to get called out, like on the news, everything.
Yeah.
And then I did a Snapchat. And then I'm doing my glam literally to do work all day, and we have the news on, and then we look, and it's like, pulls down video for Me Too.
Straight
and then
away.
And then they play my Snapchat.
Question 14.
Also connected with Wiz Khalifa through music. And working with Wiz has been special, man. I mean, from the day we hooked up, we've been making great music. Young, Wild, and Free was a record that was presented to me, and we was in the process of working on the album. And I suggested to Wiz that we should get on it and, you know, make this a nice song and a single. He took off on it first. I followed his lead. We put it together, made it match, and it's a hit record. There you have it. Thanks to the people who made it platinum. When I came out, there wasn't no internet, wasn't no, you know, social networking. So nowadays you have ways of, you know, communicating and getting your word out faster. I never was a fan of it. And once I got behind it and started to learn about it, I seen how effective it was with me communicating with my fans. And
question 15.
And so I felt like since I loved the album, I was like, what if everyone hates it? Because I love it. And I remember that was the same with When the Party's Over, because I remember we sent it to my team. Me and my brother sent it to my team when we were basically done with it. Or we did not think we were done at all, but we sent it to them. And, you know, normally it's like a couple notes sent over or whatever, do this, like try this out. And like, it's all really respectful and stuff. And they literally were like, no notes. This is perfect. And me and Phineas were like, what did we do wrong? Like, what did we do wrong? They all like it. There's something wrong. They never all like it.
That's all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after a break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. We must now reveal all the answers, commencing with the hits of the 1970s. Question 1. Rumours. It became a blockbuster hit and one of the biggest selling albums of all time. Question 2. Take a walk on the wild side. Question 3. Don't go breaking my heart by Elton John and Kiki D. Question 4. Hotel California by the Eagles. Question 5. Cat Stevens, also known as Yusuf Islam, was behind Father and Son and Wild World. Continuing on to round 2, light or dark. We were looking for song titles that either had the word light or the word dark in them. Question 6. Dark Horse by Katy Perry. Question 7. Light Switch by Charlie Puth. Question 8. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. Question 9. Ray of Light by Madonna. Question 10. Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen. For our final round today, you listened to interview snippets with famous music stars. The people you were hearing were... Question 11. Celine Dion discussing whether there would be interest in her French songs. Question 12. Kendrick Lamar talking about being starstruck by Dr. Dre when first working with him. Question 13. Meghan Trainor discussing how she had to pull down the music video for her song Me Too. Question 14. Snoop Dogg discussing working with Wiz Khalifa and adjusting to the social media age. And finally, question 15. Billie Eilish discussing how she handles feedback from her record label. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you are listening on Spotify right now, you can leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you went. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.